I'm Nava Hopkins, and this is SEO in 2024.
Nava, what's your number one SEO tip for 2024?
Well, this is actually a little bit of a cheat because, as many of you know, I am a PPC with SEO Empathy. And my biggest tip for 2024 is to actually begin paying attention and harnessing the learnings that you used to be able to get from dynamic search ads out of Performance Max. And the reason for that is that the ad networks that enabled SEOs to understand how crawlable your site was, whether the content was understandable, what kind of auction prices and value of traffic you could expect from your organic content, as well as just a whole other side of the business. Well, that dynamic search ads type is being rolled into Performance Max. So it's really critical that you understand what you used to be able to get out of that in Performance Max, as well as the bare bones minimum of how to make those function. I will throw out there that because Performance Max is focused on video, display, discover, kind of pretty much all the ad channels, a lot of the work you're doing to make sure that you're put in a really good spot for the generative search experience is going to carry over very well there. So just being mindful about what that change means, what you'll be able to retain, and how you'll be able to move forward.
So what are Performance Max ads and why are they different?
Sure. So just to kind of outline it, dynamic search ads used to function where they would crawl your site and Google or Microsoft would come up with a text headline. You would write the description. It will be based off of either the feed of your site, the whole index of your site, or particular pages. Performance Max, on the other hand, while still looking at that feed, looking at the particular index of your site, is going to encompass a lot more than just text. It's going to focus on who is your ideal audience, as well as putting ads on video, so YouTube, display, discover, local search ads, not to be confused with local service ads. If there's questions about that, we can go into it. But the main reason why this is so critical is that dynamic search ads had the full of the search term report, which was the equivalent in paid for the search query report. What is kind of a mixed bag on reporting is that we get some, not all of the data in our search term reports in Performance Max. So you need to be prepared to kind of make some logical leaps and look at cohorts of content as opposed to the full of it. But you also are going to be able to see what kinds of creative am I starting to serve? Am I serving assets that are resonating well with one group, but maybe not with another? But the most important thing that you're going to be able to harness is, again, how well have you set up your site to be understood by the search engine? So one of the things that a lot of paid folks actually get very frustrated with that I think SEOs will be in a much better spot to contend with is that we see what Google and or Microsoft comes up with Performance Max, and we maybe get frustrated with where did this content come from? Where did this content come from? Well, if you don't know where the content came from, i.e. how did Google know to pull a particular bit of text? Where did the image come from? That's a sign that there's something maybe amiss on the SEO front. Vice versa, if you are immaculately happy, then you know that you've set yourself up for success. And that on the organic side, it will be very easy for you to be picked up by the search engine. So using those paid tools, even as a small budget to get that test, or if you want to expand that part of the business and let your SEO work, pay some additional dividends in PPC, both are valid approaches.
Lovely. So I'd love to talk more about how to discover what creative works best and how that can positively assist with SEO activities. But Performance Max focuses on who is your ideal audience, as you're saying. So how does it do this? And how can SEO specifically learn from that?
So you have the opportunity to help Google along and use audience signals. And these audience signals can be based off of your existing converted customers. It can be based off of the native audiences in market, someone who has an affinity for something. So it just even being able to see what audiences, what cohorts are out there and whether or not what you have resonates with them is useful. But you also can just let it go willy-nilly and let Google kind of figure it out based off of the content. And for an SEO trying to figure out, have I set up my content in the way that my ideal customer is trying to search, engage, is my content landing? I actually would recommend not putting in audience signals and seeing how does it perform? Because then you can see, is the ad network able to perfectly match my content with this user? Now, to be fair, Performance Max is a paid channel, so you are going to pay for that learning, but it is a really valuable learning that you can then take to inform additional content that you might want to put out there.
I love it. So what you're essentially saying is, don't give it preconceptions. Don't feed it with preconceptions of who you think your audience is, because it might actually suggest an entirely different audience that could perform better than your preconceived audience.
It's essentially, if you're on the SEO side, you're not as beholden as the PPC folks are to, I have to perfectly match and have amazing ROAS all the time. You have the freedom to use Performance Max as an intelligence tool, which it actually is a very meaningful intelligence tool. So if you let it get those learnings, you then can come back and say, okay, I have created 5 pieces of content. Those 5 pieces of content did not really resonate with who I thought they would resonate with, but they resonate with these other people. Maybe that's a whole new way of positioning, and I want to create a whole new other series of content, or it resonated perfectly, and I'm just keep going down that path. I will say that if the goal of your Performance Max campaign is to actually achieve sales and results and to do well as opposed to just intelligence, you should put in audience signals. So I want to go on the record. Audience signals are good. Definitely do that. But from the intelligence gaining standpoint for an SEO, if you have like $1,000 a month that you can throw at a Performance Max campaign just to gain that intelligence that you then can use for several quarters worth of content, it's not a bad deal.
And what about creative? What about landing pages? What about creative for ads themselves? Do ads have to be uploaded to Performance Max? Can ads be automatically generated based upon Performance Max finding pages on your site? And can they select any page in your site? Sorry.
Yeah, that's actually what's why I wanted this to be the tip, because a lot of SEOs that I talk with and I engage with use dynamic search ads to just kind of, you have your organic site, throw that feed in there, and then you have these beautiful campaigns. Performance Max will behave the same way with that URL expansion tool. You can choose to say, hey, make all of the creative for me. Most people have brand standards. You have to put something in that someone signs off on. But Google has actually gotten very clever, and a lot of their innovations are on, we'll help you create videos. We can talk about the quality, but they'll help you create videos. They'll help you create visuals. They'll pull the text from your website. If you don't want to make creative, you definitely can get away with it. Now, they will not create a landing page for you. So in theory, the reason you're doing this is because you have a beautiful site and you're happy with your landing page. You're happy with how it's laid out. You just want to gain that intelligence. The other thing I will say, and this is important, because PPCs of late have, especially for e-commerce, have had to shift quite a bit more to using the main site as opposed to a no index, no follow landing page or a subdomain, you may find that there's a lot more, hey, we need to honor certain rules of engagement within Google. So if you're going to do this, it's important that you know what those rules of engagement are. Number one, you cannot make any unsubstantiated claims. So even with EAT, you want to have that authority. But Google, when it comes to the paid side, you're going to be putting yourself at risk if you make any medical claims at all. Like your ads are likely going to get disapproved. But there are also other industries that Google and Microsoft will not allow you to advertise. So say, for example, gambling. You're likely not going to be able to take advantage of this if you're into gambling or if you run a gambling site. But if you're in the service industry, you're B2B, you're local, this is a really useful way to go about it.
So how How much data do you have to run through these campaigns in order to get some statistical significance in terms of directing your SEO? And how often should you be running these tests to assist with your SEO?
So it really depends on your company. I mentioned $1,000 a month. If you cannot bring $1,000 a month to this campaign, odds are it's not going to make sense. You're not going to get enough data to justify it. Most folks, you're looking at when you're running a proper PPC campaign where it's accountable for sales and leads and whatnot, you're likely looking at least $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 a month, if not several hundred thousand dollars a month, or just depends. It's a rolling scale. But if it's just for data, if you can find $1,000 a month, that is going to give you that intelligence. I would say maybe run it twice a year, once like the middle of Q1, and then again, the start of Q3. That will set you up very nicely for both H1 and H2 so that you're able to account for seasonality. You're able to make pivots in time. And again, you'll have given yourself at least that 30 to 60 days of gaining the intelligence. Because if you start a campaign and you run it for 2 days, you're not going to learn anything. You typically want to give a campaign at minimum 30 days, but ideally closer to 60.
Now, it sounds like it would be challenging to do this if you don't have an in-house paid search team, or at least person that you can work with to make changes rather rapidly. Or do you think it's reasonable and possible to do it if you just use an agency for your paid activities?
I actually, and this might be me being a PPC person, Performance Max doesn't require a lot of changes. In fact, if you're making a lot of changes to your campaigns, you're likely hurting your campaigns. One of the reasons PPCs have actually gotten very frustrated lately is that the amount of controls at our disposal have gone away. And so Performance Max, again, I am not saying do nothing, but once you do the initial setup, which is not that complicated. You just say, I want to create a campaign. You can allow Google to pick the creative for you. You let it do its thing, and then you just look at the data come through. If, however, you want to make changes, the changes you should be making are as follows. You're making changes to creative. So you're adjusting that message mapping a little bit. You maybe are making changes to your location targeting. You're adjusting which markets you're gaining your test. And then you might be making some changes to your budgets, because from a bidding standpoint, there is no such thing as manual Performance Max. It's always going to be max conversions or max conversion value, which means you're not making manual adjustments to bids. And from an audience targeting standpoint, you're putting in audience signals. You're not necessarily doing, I want to specifically target this or exclude this. So where SEOs maybe have this thought of PPCs making lots of manual changes, that's no longer a thing. Performance Max is a much more automated campaign type. That said, it functions based off of the strategy that you've put in. So if you're using it for intelligence, use it for intelligence, and know going in that you're not expecting sales out of the campaign. You're doing it specifically to see how well does your site get crawled by Google and by Microsoft. What kind of content comes out? If you're using it for sales, you likely do want to partner with someone with PPC savvy to help you craft a meaningful budget and meaningful ROAS goals or return on ad spend goals. But from an intelligence gathering standpoint, which is what a lot of people use dynamic search ads for, it definitely is still viable. You can gain all those intelligence. And it also still remains a very viable additional source of income. So if you're going to run a PPC campaign in conjunction with an SEO campaign, you now are able to say yes to a little bit more business. So that's the other piece, is that at least in the PPC world, many of us have had to adapt to additional channels. And I have been noticing in the SEO side, it seems like the need to be savvy in more than just one part of SEO has really expanded. So if you're maybe really good at content, this is a way to expand the content. If you're really good at the technical, this is a really good way to expand the technical. I will say that from a link building standpoint, I'm sorry, this is not an apples to apples equation, but for a lot of other aspects of SEO, this definitely can be a way to bolster your business.
If an SEO is struggling for time, what should they stop doing right now so they can spend more time doing what you suggest in 2024?
Delegate, delegate, delegate. I think a lot of us wear the yoke of feeling the need to do everything ourselves and be the hero, be the super smart person that gets it all done. Definitely be empowered to share the load either with a direct report and help grow their career, or maybe delegate out to ChatGPT or any of the other AI tools. I will say for myself, I put a lot of content out there. I have started dictating entire articles in Voice Assistant, put it in through ChatGPT to format it, and then I take it back and edit it. And that means that instead of spending maybe 2 hours writing a blog post, I spend 15 minutes dictating. ChatGPT gives me my formatted blog post, and then I spend another maybe 15, 20 minutes editing. That's a lot of time back in my day. So consider delegating.
Eva Hopkins is evangelist at Optimizer. You can find her over at optimizer.com. That's Optimizer spelled OptimizerR.com. Eva, thanks so much for being part of SEO in 2024.
Thank you so much for having me. Hope this was helpful.
I've been your host, David Bain. Get your copy of SEO in 2024, the book, over at SEOin2024.com.